Breakfast. Now, even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Hello, and thanks for finding our podcast. This is Jack from the More Radio Breakfast Show, and over the next 20 minutes or so, we've got some highlights for you from the last 7 days. So enjoy, and don't forget to join us live every weekday morning from 6 a.m.
Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More Radio.
So Katy Perry's just been photographed. She's been papped out. She's got this great new look at the minute. But what's funny is that Adele, who's slimmed down and looks amazing, they just look identical now. And there's pictures of them in the press. And people are going, oh my God, I can't tell the difference between Katy Perry and Adele. You need to
have a
little Google search. It's quite amazing. I'm looking at Lou here. I'm trying to think if we could put... We can put a celebrity face to Lou's face. Is there anyone that springs to mind?
I can tell you who I often get told I look like.
Well, will you tell us that and then I'll tell you who I think, because I've just got one that I think someone famous that I think you look like.
Yours is just going to be...
No, it's not. It's spot on, actually,
just
I think.
Who's yours?
Emilia Clarke.
Who's that?
She plays Daenerys in... Game of Thrones. Oh,
the Dragon Lady.
Yeah.
Well, I can't comment on that because I don't know who she is. But when I look at you, and I've thought this since I first met you, I think you're very similar looking to the broadcaster and journalist Adrian Childs. Okay.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Tank fly, boss walk, jam, nitty gritty. You're listening to the boy from the big bad city. This is Jam High.
That's a tune, isn't it? Doesn't really age. It's quality, that. Dub Be Good To Me, Beats International. On More Radio Breakfast for Monday morning. The weekend went so far.
Do your little rap you do off the back of that.
Tank fly, boss walk, jam, nitty gritty. My favourite scientist is the man, Chris Whitty. He is jam hot.
Yeah. Can you rap, Lou? Are you any
good
at rapping?
She's good, yeah. Yeah, Luscious Lou, she's known as in the club circuit.
I'm really good.
Hit us, Lou.
Tack, fly, pass, jam, nitty, gritty, something about Chris Whitty.
Mm, yeah, not as good.
Absolutely amazing.
Some of us are born with the ability, some of us aren't.
Come on in, Tom, hit us, go.
Pack it up, pack it in, instead of let me begin, instead of ragamuffin, I'm off and gotta put it in a bit, instead of big up. Stand up, everybody shut up, I'd meet a scuba-doo when I was a big fat. Pack it up, pack it out, instead of one up, the spout, instead of filly that vibe with the boob out. If you gotta go, on board a boat, gotta make a note. Technicolor dream coat.
What's just happened?
I don't know. It just came out.
Pack it up, pack it in. Gonna put it in the bin.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. Sorry.
What's happened to Tom over the weekend?
How much sleep have you had?
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou, and Jack. The best bits.
This is rather interesting, considering the kind of culture that we live in at the minute with TV box sets and on-demand telly. A quarter of people in the UK say that TV box set betrayal are very good and decent grounds for breakup. If couples were to break up because of that, people would think that's fair enough.
It's not. You don't do it.
No.
If you're watching something together, just don't do it, man.
I have to say, Tom, I was worried for you and Maxine a few minutes ago.
The reason, I mean, look, it struck a chord with me because I watched half an episode of The Crown without my wife.
Tom!
Yesterday.
What are you doing?
Half an episode, then the guilt got to me. 70% of people on the survey here admit to watching an episode of their favourite show alone, and then they say they've either rewatched the episode again without telling their partner to cover it up. Some people go on to say they've done a whole box set before and rewatched the whole box set without telling
Thomas,
their other half.
I was ready to be here for you. I was going to console you. I was thinking things are not looking good for Tom and Maxine this morning. I can't believe she's betrayed him like this, and it turns out it was you all along.
Yeah, you're the baddie, man.
Only half an episode. Why do we get so... Why is it such a thing?
Maxine, I'm here for you.
Because it's about sharing and caring.
It's a joy. It's something... Look, these days, we're not very good at doing things together, are we? We don't have joint sort of hobbies. This is sort of it these days. Netflix is our hobby, so you need to do it together.
And sharing is caring.
Yes.
What would you prefer, Lou? Pete, your other half, to send a flirty text to someone else or to continue the box set without you?
Well, he can't flirt very well, so...
poor guy.
Pete wouldn't do that.
Just outed him.
He wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't do that, because what Pete understands is that caring is sharing.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Right, listen, is it too soon for the tree to go up this weekend? We want to put our Christmas tree up. It's been such a pony year and people are going, you can't put it up, it's not December yet.
You're just going to get Christmas fatigue.
I'm telling you,
it's the wrong decision. Jenny in Eastbourne is giving the show a call. Jenny, where do you stand with this?
You've got to get it up, Jack.
Yes, that's my girl.
No,
well done,
early.
You. I'll tell you what, it sounded like my wife on our honeymoon as well there. is yours up, Jen?
Mine went up last weekend. Had to have someone to put all my presents that I wrapped up a few weeks ago.
Oh, my goodness, you're one of those.
It's people like you, Jenny, that ruin Christmas. I'm sorry.
That's a bit much.
You take that back or I will come in there, Tom.
It's just people like Jenny and look.
The phrase people like Jenny. This is not only a listener but a friend.
Jenny, did you do your Christmas shopping in January?
I do it all year round. I've wrapped all my Christmas presents. I've wrote all my cards in about September. I've got them all stamped and ready to go.
People like Jenny. Just stop it. That force Christmas too early. This is why people.
No, too early.
This is why, like Asda and Tesco, are putting Christmas cakes out in the shop and mince pies in August because of people like Jenny.
I'm eating hot cross buns at the moment.
It's people like Jenny.
Oh my gosh, you're so confused.
Yeah, Happy Jenny, Easter. Listen. Jenny, listen. Yeah, Tom's right. You're a bit of a weirdo, aren't you, really, mate? Jen, listen.
Jack, you've definitely got to get it out.
I will.
Get it out.
It's going to... Please stop saying
get
that.
Get it out and get it out.
You're going to get us taken off air, you are. I assure you the tree will go up this weekend. And, Jen, may I just say, on behalf of everybody, and I mean everybody here at Moore, Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and to all you guys. I love this radio, so well done. Keep it up.
Oh, bless you, we're trying. If you can
get it up, keep it up. Yeah. She's demanding this one,
absolutely.
Could that be our new tagline for More Radio?
Not only do we get it up, we keep it up.
Oh, God.
Jenny in Eastbourne, what a legend. Thanks for being a good sport. See you, Jenny.
Bye, lovely.
Bye. Bye.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Just online here, reading a little thing about the weather, and I've got a great dramatic name for the weather that's coming in. Yes.
So what, we're getting like a cold snap, are we?
Yes, but it's not a cold slap, Tommy.
Not a cold slap.
Ow!
Freezing fog and thick frosts will hit Britain due to a polar power blast.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good.
It's amazing.
Check that out. The polar power blast is coming
plower.
In.
No, plower.
Plow. God, I'm having a nightmare. I'm slapping and plowing. I don't know what's going on here. But yeah, odds have tumbled on a white Christmas.
When you say tumbled, is that good or bad?
It means it's good. It means that the odds are falling.
Oh.
But they're saying it's only going to be in the north.
Yeah.
Which is a shame. So it does. Oh, I've just got a pop-up ad come here. What's this? Oh, pop-up ad for you, Tommy.
What,
Michael Ball and Alfie Beau got a new album out.
How is that relevant to the bit we're talking about?
It's just popped up in the... I can't see my article now.
You need to turn those off.
Because Michael Ball is smiling at me. I don't know how to get... they're so creepy, both of them.
For goodness sake.
But yeah, wrap up warm because the polar power blast is coming.
Well, how much is the album then?
I don't know, but it is a double.
Is it their Christmas one?
Boys.
They look for... Yeah, because they're standing in snow.
No, yeah, yeah.
The thing with this... When I move the screen up and down, Michael Ball and Alfie Beau follow me. It's really creeping me out. They go away!
They're always watching you.
I need to shut that down.
Oh, who's your favourite?
Neither.
Oh.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Do you ever do click and collect? Shopping.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did it yesterday. Burgess Hill Tesco.
Yeah, and that's where I go, mate. Yeah. Click and collect. And you get there, and they say, a couple of substitutes for you.
Oh.
And I say, look, we've had to, you couldn't have red grapes, we've given you white grapes. And sometimes I get it right, sometimes I get it wrong. A woman ordered, what's the time? Yeah, I can say this. A woman ordered some latex gloves.
Right.
I was given condoms instead.
Oh, that's not the same thing.
I mean, it's a bit odd, isn't it? I mean, I don't know what they were thinking. I mean, they're both made of rubber, I guess. But I've got a few here, what they ordered, what they got.
Okay.
Some of them, I think, are quite easy. They ordered sunflower oil. They got...
Body oil, like naughty body oil.
No, they got a sunflower.
Oh.
They ordered a tin of Cadbury's roses. They got...
Roses.
A bunch of roses.
Yeah.
They ordered lemon-scented fabric conditioner. They got...
Lemons.
A lemon. They ordered a kettle. They got...
A toaster.
No, kettle chips. They ordered red peppers. They got...
Ground black pepper, yeah.
No, red hair dye. They ordered clothes storage bags. They got...
Clothes?
Sandwich storage bags.
Sandwich bags, Tommy. And your last one,
Come
they
on,
ordered a mop. They got...
A bucket.
Some crunchy nut cornflakes.
I'd like to take you to Stoke-on-Trent to a rather odd occurrence in a courtroom up there. I've never been in court in Stoke, I have to say. Jack, you've been in various courtrooms around the country, but not Stoke.
Let's move on. Okay.
So what's happened here is Her Majesty's Courts and Tribunal Services in Stoke-on-Trent have had to release an official apology after a string of cartoon and movie characters were listed as defendants at a Crown Court hearing.
What?
So I'll tell you what happened in a minute. But essentially, the clerk of the court, who hadn't seen the document before she stood up, declared to the judge and those presiding that Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Roadrunner, Buzz Lightyear, Tinkerbell, Captain Hook, Sleeping Beauty, Mickey and Minnie Mouse were all due to stand before the court to face charges.
She got all the way through that list without going, hang on, well, something's wrong here.
She started, and of course, you've got to finish. She didn't know what was going on. The judge was sitting above her, looking down, and she read all these cartoon characters out.
Do we know what they'd been charged with?
No, we don't. Look, what's happened is they think it was a testing error or some form of joke by an outgoing member of staff, but it got read out in court in front of a judge. These guys are going down. Buzz Lightyear, I thought you were different.
No, I've always been suspicious of him.
Yeah, he's got an agenda, Buzz has.
Yeah, yeah.
He arrived in there and all of a sudden he's like Woody's best mate and that. And I'm like, no, hang on a minute. Because Ham and Rex and Taterheads have been here longer than you, pal.
Yeah.
You come in here with your stupid fake wings, giving it a big one.
He's got a nasty streak, that one.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think it's a bit like sort of Ocean's 8? This like a gang of them with a big robbery. Let me read you the list again and you tell me who you think is the leader.
Okay.
All right. Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Roadrunner, Buzz Lightyear, Tinkerbell, Captain Hook, Sleeping Beauty, Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
Well, Mickey and Minnie Mouse, because no one is as pure as the driven snow as those two make out they are.
Oh, I don't
know. He's a criminal master, Mickey. I don't trust Mickey Mouse. I don't trust him at all. There are three things in this world I don't trust. One is Mickey Mouse. One is people that say Boxing Day is better than Christmas Day. And one is men that wear Ugg boots. I do not trust them.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
What's your favourite Christmas drink?
I do like a port at Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have a port and a sherry maybe as well. We always have a sherry 11 for Sal's Nan and Grandad that are no longer with us.
Oh, that's nice.
We have a Jeroboam of rosé wine at Christmas. That seems to be a tradition.
Yeah. It's a Jeroboam.
It's like a massive bottle.
Yeah, it's like six bottles.
Rosé's too. I don't like that at all.
It's not very festive.
No, I don't trust people to drink rosé.
You asked. I tell. What you got, Lou?
Okay, well, mulled wine actually is what we're going with, which is my favourite festive drink. I'm not sure about this, though. There's a spa that's opening up post-lockdown in Cheshire that involves a mulled wine hot tub.
So you mean a spa as in a relaxing place, not the shop you find at a garage?
No, it's relaxing.
Okay. Well, you read about that. I know they do this in China. They like to bathe in red wine.
Do they?
Yeah,
it's good for you. I suppose there's like lots of antioxidants and iron and things.
It would stain you, though, wouldn't
it?
Yeah,
you'd come out purple.
Mm. Yeah, but...
And spiced.
You have another shower, didn't you? You'll have some lovely cinnamon.
Smell of cinnamon, yeah.
Imagine your pop-offs would be nice.
Oh, wouldn't that? Yeah. Beautiful pop-offs.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
This is brilliant. For the first time ever, a Christmas song has been composed. We're going to use that word. Especially for dogs.
What's it called? Who Let the Elves Out?
No, actually, I don't know what it's called.
It's called Raise the Woof.
That's right, yeah.
Woof, woof.
Oh, Raise the Woof. Very good.
Anyway, it's been, like, devised by various vets, so they know what they're talking about. And they've done, like, you know, panels with actual dogs to see if they like it or not, and apparently they do. And, you know, we're a bit bonkers about our pets here in the UK, aren't we? We buy them stockings and things at Christmas and little presents and whatnot. So why not give them their own Christmas music? Because we love Christmas songs. So what I want you to do, if you've got a dog in the house, get him near the radio right now and just have a look and see what his reaction is.
Babe, get Jeff near the Alexa. Let's see what he makes of this, my 5-month-old puppy.
I've not heard this track yet. You have, Lou.
Yeah.
She's smiling already. All right, this is Raise the Woof, the first ever Christmas song for dogs.
Would you like to go on walkies?
Christmassy.
What's he got to do with Christmas?
There's sleigh bells there. Listen. Yes! I love it, Lou. Well found, Lou.
Well, you may love it, but more importantly, what did your dog make of it?
Oh, I'm sure I'll get a text in a minute. I'll tell you what, it's better than that Paul McCartney one, though, isn't it?
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
I want to talk to you about a racehorse. It's a very popular racehorse, this lad. He's 6 years old. Not doing particularly well, but he is quite popular. People like him. And I wondered if you could guess why. So his name... Ouch, his name... Sorry, I fell off a ladder yesterday, so I'm falling apart here. His name is Mine, Me, Will He.
What?
Mine, Me, Will He.
I know, well, I immediately...
Lou.
Yeah?
Mine, Me, Will He.
I don't understand.
Say it fast, his name.
Mine, Me, Will He.
So the commentator's going to be going, and on the inside, it's Mind Me Willy.
Oh, like mines.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Electrical Storm's got the lead with 2 furlongs left to go. We're coming up behind him. It's Mind Me Willy.
Why is he Australian?
Childish, that is. There's no need for that.
They've got some horses that have interesting names. There's one called Passing Wind that runs. You know what I mean?
That's all right, so let's have a quick race with Mind Me Willy, Electrical Storm, Pass Me Wind. Anyone else?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's me mother-in-law.
Okay. And okay. Oh, no, it's me. Okay.
So Passing Wind is coming up to the... We've got one fence left to go. It's Passing Wind ahead of Mind Me Willy. And oh, no, it's me mother-in-law. Oh, no, it's me mother-in-law is now making a move on the outside. Mind Me Willy. You can't do it.
It was a good start, mate. Yeah, your Willy was all over the place, though.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
All of that phrase, sort of money follows money and stuff. I spotted something quite extraordinary today about a yacht, one of these super yachts. Now, this is often seen on the Thames. It is owned by a guy called Joe Lewis. Interesting sideline. This is the guy that owns my football team, Tottenham Hotspur, who, by the way, are top of the league. The reason I bring it up is because... I mean, it's got everything you'd expect to have on it, like a helipad and all sorts of stuff, this yacht. But, Lou, have you ever heard anything like this? In the basement of the yacht...
Basement?
...is a full-size indoor tennis court.
Oh, my goodness.
How do you fit that on a boat?
It's that big, is it?
How do you fit a tennis court in the basement of a boat?
It's called the keel.
If it's got a helicopter on the top, then it must be pretty massive.
Yeah, but helicopters aren't as big as tennis courts.
Are they not?
Imagine trying to play tennis in a storm. That'd be a laugh, wouldn't it? Yeah. Getting bad about my... That was out. No, it was in.
Better than badminton.
Hey, badminton? Why'd you say that?
Well, because shuttlecocks are so light.
Yeah, but they'll be in the air, isn't they?
Squash would be the best racket sport to
yes,
play in
I
a storm.
Yes, I think you're right, Tom.
Really?
If we're going to play a racket sport in a storm, I'd vote squash.
Yeah. What was that racket sport you used to play at your posh school?
Oh, lacrosse?
No. Tom used to play a sport I've never even heard of. What was it called? Korfball. Korfball. What's that?
No, that wasn't racket sport. That was a hybrid between basketball and netball.
What?
Yeah, it's called korfball. It's a good sport.
How's it work then? I've never heard of it, korfball.
Can you run with the ball or can you not run with the ball?
I never understood the rules, but I only did it because all the pretty girls were doing it. So I ended up being captain and all the girls left and it was just me and the lady lad. It was weird. It was a weird situation. I didn't enjoy it.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Perry from Little Mix has revealed in the last few days that she won. And Jack, you can relate to this.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm coming to you for a story in a second because you've done something similar here.
Oh, dear.
She's revealed that she once accidentally sent a really naughty, provocative text message to her boyfriend's dad by mistake.
Oh, how do you do that?
I've done that.
Tell us what you did.
So when I used to, years ago, before I was with Sal, I had a girlfriend at the time and I was in Tunbridge Wells when I had a pub up there. And I'd been messaging my mum and then I messaged her and it got a bit frisky. And I ended up sending her something really quiet.
Sending your mum message?
A message that was meant to send to her, my girlfriend at the time. And it was very racy. And
did
it contain
a photo attachment?
No, I don't do that because let's be honest, Willy's are horrible looking. No one wants to see a picture of him.
But
it was quite a sexual message. And I realised I sent it to my mum and I thought, what? And this is how my brain works. I thought, what's the best thing to do? Phone mum. And I phoned my mum, said, hello, mum, are you all right? And she said, are you aware of what you've just sent me? And I said, what are you talking about? She said, you just sent me a message. I said, mum, I'm at the other pub. I had two pubs. I said, I'm on the landline. My phone's at my other pub. She said, but some of your mates are having a prank because they've just sent me something filthy.
Done.
I was like, oh my God, I got away with it.
That was brilliant.
Yeah, got away with it. It was lucky.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, very, very quick thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Lou, it was absolutely. I'll tell you the first word that I said on the message, shall I? The first word.
Mix on the show.
Okay.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou, and Jack.
That's Lizzo with Juice on More Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. We like that song. Juice. We like juice as well. So it all works.
What's your favourite juice? Go, Lou.
Mango.
Tom, go.
Oh, lemon.
Lemon?
Yeah.
What, just a drink?
What, as in like a lemon squash?
Like a cloudy lemonade-y juice.
No, that's not juice.
Of course it is.
That's a carbonated drink.
What is the matter with you?
Just stop for a second, please. It's not having it fizzy. I like a flat, cloudy lemonade.
If you were to freshly squeeze a fruit, which would you pick?
Well, orange, then.
Well, okay, but that's all like it.
That's all you had to say, Tom.
Dear.
There's absolutely, in your core, something wrong with you.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Let's talk about theft.
Sure.
The reason I want to bring this up.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
I love stories like this. This is coming out of Brazil this morning. No, forgive me. It's in Buenos Aires. It's in Argentina. A baddie is sitting at a cafe. What are you laughing at, Lou?
Sorry, Tom just waved his banana at me in a very menacing way.
No, I was just,
Tom, do you remember what happened when you did that before?
Yes.
And where did you end up for two nights?
Custody.
Yes, exactly. No, you can't keep doing that.
Sorry. What were you
just
saying?
Put
ignore
it away. Let's carry on.
Put it. I can see it now. Wait. Put it away. What are those marks on it? Have you run out of that cream I lent you? I'll tell you what. Let's play a song. We'll all gather ourselves, and then we'll get back to the theft bit because all I can think about now is what I've seen and how much I want to have a bite of it.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou, and Jack. The best bits.
Have you guys seen the Sky TV show Britannia?
No.
No, but it's right up your street. It's all medieval and
Romans invading Britain.
Drinking out of goblets and stuff.
They've landed themselves in hot, hot water here. They did a battle scene in Kent and left a load of fake body parts behind by mistake. A walker. This is serious.
Imagine coming across that. You'd be traumatised.
A dog walker rang the police. The police came along and spent half a day setting up those white forensic tents and everything.
Oh, God.
And then,
it's amazing.
Yeah, they did. Once they got the test results back, it was prosthetic. They were like, what?
Yeah. 999, what's your emergency? I've just found King Henry VIII in a field in Whitstable. Yeah.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
We were talking about British Airways a minute ago. Lou, you were telling us about the British Airways sale.
Yeah, you can buy all the stuff they'd normally have on the plane. They're slimming down the operation.
More airport news for you here.
Thanks, Tom.
In the latest airport news, an unusual new compilation album aims to provide some nostalgia for those yearning to get away amid the coronavirus pandemic. So if you're missing the airport and missing travelling, Sounds of Travel, the album, is out now. Ambient airport and aeroplane noises.
Well, I do sleep well on a plane.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't know if it's because, like, the white noise, it reminds you when you was in your mummy's womb or whatnot.
But you're sat up.
I don't know, I like it.
I know that hum, that background hum.
And also I like the gentle...
Yeah, that's on there. I've got the first three tracks here. Would you like to have a listen?
Absolutely, definitely.
Track number one.
Yes!
Passengers for flight GA642 to Rome, please go to gate 26.
No, I don't sleep in the airport. I'm in the pub in the airport.
Yeah, that stresses you out. You haven't got on the flight yet. Could all go wrong.
Give me some fuselage noise.
Well, I've got the luggage carousel here.
Stressful.
Rubbish.
That's the worst bit.
Give me something from the plane.
Okay, I'll give you something from the plane. The familiar voiceover that we hear when we're on board an EasyJet flight. Mr. EasyJet Man. So here's that one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on board our EasyJet service.
No, you've really let me down here.
What do you want?
We're not in the air yet.
Yeah, I want to be up in the air with a captain announcement with his...
in the background.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
Lou, do that again.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, is your captain speaking? Just to let you know, we'll shortly be starting our descent into London Gatwick. Please make sure that your tray table is in the upright position. Your seatbelt is fastened. And make sure that your window shutter curtain thing is up.
Okay, Lou's about to pass out.
I really am.
Just wanted you to know that I can't wait to get home to my wife. It's been a couple of days and I'm fairly randy. Thank you.
So that's it for this episode of the More Radio Breakfast Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Please do rate, review, share the podcast if you can. It all helps to spread the word. Don't forget to join us every weekday morning from 6 a.m. We'll see you next time.
Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More.